Here's your Forbes daily briefing for Sunday, April 14th. Today on Forbes, AI's most promising startups are getting younger and leaner. Last year, OpenAI chief Sam Altman predicted that the artificial intelligence revolution will someday birth a company with a $1 billion valuation and a single employee. The company is on Forbes' sixth annual AI 50 list, which was released on Thursday, show that while there's a long way to go to reach that prediction, the sector's most promising startups are trending in that direction. Only three companies on the list have 1,000 employees or more: defense tech provider Anduril Industries, data analytics firm Databricks, and AI model developer OpenAI. This year's list is dominated by new entrants with smaller headcounts. 28 of the companies are making their AI 50 debut, part of a nascent new economy developing around the AI boom. Roughly a third of the newcomers enjoyed massive business traction over the past year, selling the infrastructure needed for AI applications. This includes Pinecone's database software that has valued it at $750 million, LangChain's AI app builder, $200 million, and Assembly AI's speech recognition plugins, $300 million. Most of the other first-timers demonstrated early promise applying AI to real-world use cases. Take Abridge, which is developing AI medical scribes, a business worth $850 million so far. Sierra's customer service chatbots, also reportedly worth close to $1 billion. Or Notion, which we told you about on Friday's briefing. Notion was last valued at $10 billion, as it has sprinted to implement the latest advances in generative AI into its own productivity suite. Constantine Bueller, a partner at Sequoia Capital who works with Forbes on the AI 50 as a data partner, said, quote, "In the years to come, just like in the digital transformation where every company became a digital company, we see a future where every company becomes more of an AI company." Taken together, this year's AI 50 honorees demonstrate that as venture dollars flock into AI, the best companies are able to raise vast sums of money at a leaner scale and younger age than before. While startups in other sectors like cryptocurrency and fintech are in the middle of trying to recover from a market pullback, AI is booming. Of the 47 companies on AI 50 which disclosed their valuation or had a known valuation through data provider PitchBook, two dozen are valued at $1 billion or more. The three most valuable companies, OpenAI, $86 billion, Databricks, $43 billion, and Anthropic, $18.4 billion, as Forbes reported, were all awarded a step-up in price over the past 12 months. The sky-high valuations of humanoid robot maker Figure AI, a $2.6 billion valuation, and AI data hub Hugging Face, $4.5 billion, further show that growth-stage AI companies seem to have no trouble raising capital, despite the market drying up for other sectors. That comes in part because the top AI startups are attracting investment from beyond traditional later-stage venture funds. Jeff Bezos was among Figure's new investors in March 2024, and Hugging Face raised from Amazon, Google, Nvidia, and other industry bigwigs last August. Microsoft has backed model companies OpenAI and Mistral, while Amazon and Google have invested in Anthropic. In total, the companies on the 2024 AI 50 raised $34.7 billion, up from $27.2 billion on last year's list. But while AI 50's early-stage newcomers are on average raising more money than before, they are also doing it with fewer employees. And we're not talking about layoffs. The most promising newcomers are achieving more with fewer workers. Despite every returnee from the 2023 list reporting an uptick in employees, the overall mean headcount decreased by 3% to 347 people from 357. The median decreased by 41%. To 89 people from 150. Even the AI 50's largest companies by headcount are many times smaller and more nimbler than the incumbents. OpenAI, which is directly competing with Google, has less than 1% of the search behemoth's employee base. Bueller said, quote, "That's a sterling example of how in the AI race you can actually win as a startup, even beat or challenge an incumbent." For full coverage and to see this year's entire AI 50 list, check out Kenrick Kai's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.